The Gemara Daf Yud Tesamud Aleph brings down a machlekes legabe a person who made a sukkah on top of an achsadra she'ein lo an achsadra she'yesh lo patsimim. So you have an achsadra, you have some type of patio or porch, and has a roof covering it, and then you have patsimim. You have you don't have complete walls around the achsadra, but you have poles, sort of creating a wall between each pole is less than 3 tefachim. And the question is, could you use those walls through lavud? We say lavud between the poles because it's less than 3. Could you use those walls that are created through lavud to be considered the walls of your sukkah, which is in the middle of this achsadra, in the middle of this patio, which wants to use the walls of the achsadra? So the Gemara says that Abaye Amar Ksheira, according to Abaye, you could use the walls, according to Rava. Rava Amar Psula, Rava says it's not good. This achsadra with patsimin is not a kosher sukkah. And what's the machlekes? The Gemara says, the machlekes says whether we say lavud or not. Could we say lavud between the poles of the walls of achsadra to create a full-fledged mechitza to be the walls of the sukkah or not? So what's the machlekes Abaye and Rava? So Rashi says right away, obviously they're not having a machlekes if we say lavud or not. Everyone agrees that there's a halacha mishmisini of lavud, as the Ritva points out. The Ritva asks this on Rashi, how can you argue about lavud? But Avada Rashi bavarns it, that Rashi is saying that there's no machlekes if we say lavud. Everyone agrees to the concept of lavud. The question is, could you apply lavud over here in this any case? Because over here, the mechitza is not really made for the sukkah. The mechitza is made for the achsadra. So the question is, could I, if you have a wall which is made for the achsadra, and I want to hijack that wall and use it for a sukkah, could I use lavud to make it a wall for the sukkah if the wall is not really made for the sukkah, it's made for the achsadra? That's the machlekes. Could you use a lavud for the achsadra, the wall, and apply it to the sukkah? So if it would be a full-fledged wall, then kuliyam lo pligi. Everyone would agree they could use a wall of the achsadra for the sukkah. It doesn't have to be made l'shem sukkah. As long as you have a wall, it would be good. But when you have a wall which is only a wall through halacha mishmisini of lavud, the question is, if it's not made for the sukkah, could you use that lavud for the sukkah or not? That's the machlekes Abaye and Rav. Now the question is, what's this? What's the aside of the machlekes? What are they really arguing about over here? Could you use a wall of lavud which is made for the achsadra and use it for the sukkah or not? So if you look in Rashi, Rashi says some interesting lashonis. When he's masber Rava says it's possible that you can't use it. Rashi says, why? The lavud lav mechitzahi. Lavud is not a mechitza. Ela mehalacha moshe misinai gemirila. It's a halacha moshe misinai. V'chi gemirila lios mechitza l'chalal hanasa b'shvilai. Avol mishne halacha v'halacha loy. It's like Rashi. We learn it from halacha moshe misinai. It's not a real mechitza. And the halacha moshe misinai is only mechadish that it could be used for the area that it was made for. But you can't use it for the sukkah as well because it was not made for the sukkah. That's how he's masber Rava. Now the Lashonis of Rashi need beer. First of all, he says lavud is not a mechitza. What does it mean lavud is not a mechitza? We always consider something a mechitza through lavud. Also, what does Rashi mean that it's not a mechitza? It's coming from halacha moshe misinai. That's what he's saying in Rava. He doesn't say that in Abaye. It sounds like kiviyachol Abaye would argue and say it's not halacha moshe misinai. Avada Abaye also agrees that lavud is halacha moshe misinai. So what does Rashi mean that Rava holds it's halacha moshe misinai? It sounds like Abaye is chelik on that. So those lashonis of Rashi need beer. Now, if you take a look at Rashi when he's masber Abaye, so Rashi says like this. He says Abaye omek shera, I mean a lavud, and he says that even though the patsimin are not made for the sukkah, they're made for the achsadra. Havila mechitza, the chol pachas mishloisha stima mal yasahi. Anything less than 3 is a stima mal yasa. It's considered filled up. V'shadi lahacha v'lahacha, and you could use it in both directions. So over here, Rashi, when he's masber Abaye, he says a whole different lashon. He says that lavud is a stima mal yasahi. It's a good stima. It's considered closed up properly. So Rashi is contrasting these two shitas. He's saying, according to Abaye, it's a stima mal yasa. According to Rava, it's not a mechitza. It's a lachem moshe misinai. Question is, what are these two things? Avada Abaye agrees that it's a lachem moshe misinai. Avada Rava should agree that it's sasam. Lavud makes it sasam. What is the beer of the machlekes over here? Rashi is hinting to something. The question is, what is the imek of Divrei Rashi over here? And another question, if you look earlier in the Gemara talks about it, achsadra bebika, an achsadra that has no patsimen. What if you have an achsadra that has no patsimin at all? It's just a roof, and you want to use the area in the middle to make a sukkah. So the machlekes is over there, do we say pitikah yard v'saisim or not? One mandama says it's kosher for a sukkah. The pitikah is yard v'saisim. We look at the roof as if it went down and became a mechitza. And the other mandama says you don't say pitikah yard v'saisim because the same type of svar. You only say pitikra for the roof, for the area under the roof, which that's what the roof was made for. But you can't use a pitikra to create a wall for the ivory in the middle, which is not your sukkah, because that's not what the roof was made for. So a similar machlekes, could you use the halacha mishmisina of pitikra to, could you hijack that for your sukkah, even though it's really made for the roof? But over there, Rashi points out, but the Ramascho demichitzis, he says, even the mandamer holds over there that you can't say pitikra to create a mechitza for the sukkah that's not made for, that's legabi pitikra. But if to use lavid when you have patsimen, that is maskim that you could do. He says, Amiu, hechad deishla patsimen, afogav de legavaya vidan, even though the patsimen are made for the achsan and not for the sukkah, lavid bepaks mishlasha, kimichitza stumahi, lavid less than three is like a mechitza stumahi, and that would work for your sukkah. So Rashi is saying a svar that even if your pitukah your adversarium does not work for the sukkah because it's not made for the sukkah, but lavid is different. Lavid could work for the sukkah because it's a mechitza stumah. Again, Rashi uses this lashon of mechitza stumi. Sounds like there's a svar to say that even though both lavid and pitukah are halachas l'meshim Sinai, but yet for some reason pitukah we could hear would not work for the sukkah because it's not made for the sukkah, but yet lavid would work for the sukkah. And the question is, what's the chiluk? Why is lavid different than pitukah? If pitukah doesn't work, if it's not made for the sukkah, why would lavid yes work? And what is the aimik of Rashi here when he says that lavid is a mechitza stumihi? What does he mean with that? How is that different than pitukah? So that's the haras over in Rashi. And I want to be matzia that maybe the hesbin, the machlokes Abayin Rava, is totally in a very yesedistik hakir in the din of lavid. And I think that's what Rashi is being ramas to over here with all his lashinah. So I think the pshat could be like this. So you could clarify hakir in the din of lavid. What exactly is shot in the halacha mishum sinai of lavid? And maybe we could take a step back and talk about pitukah for a minute. The halacha pitukah yard v'saisim is a gemal de kechidush. Pitukah means you have a roof and you have absolutely no mechitza at all. But yet, the halacha mishum sinai is mechadish that if you have a roof, a thick roof, you could view it as if it goes down and as if it creates a mechitza. Now, when you have a wall created through pitukah yard v'saisim, everyone agrees that there's really no wall here at all. There's absolutely no wall. There's a bunch of air. There's nothing here. But the halacha is mechadish. We view the tikra as if it went down and became a mechitza. That's what's called a halachic wall. It's a lamdash wall. Halachic wall. There's no wall by metzias. But in halacha, we consider it a wall, just like halacha samayish mesinah. I have that kayach to be mechadish things that are not here in reality. That's the kayach of the halacha mesh mesinah, pitukah yard v'saisim. So now, when it comes to love, the question is, how do we understand love? Do we say that love is the same thing as pitikra, which means that you have a, let's say you have a mechitza, and this mechitza has a big hole in it, but it's less than three tefachim big, that hole. So Lavid would say, the halacha mishum sinai will say we view that hole as if it's sasim, as if it's closed up. Just like you could create a hole wall through pitikah, you could surely be sasim a little hole less than three tefachim through Lavid. And there's a halachic stima over here. Really, b'metzias, there's a big hole. But in halacha, we created this halachic stima, this halachic wall, a lamdash wall. That's the chiddush of Lavid, similar to pitikah, but just on a lower scale. So is that the pshat of Lavid? Or maybe the pshat is totally different. Maybe Lavid is a whole different halacha, different than pitikah yard v'saisim. Pitikah, we said, was a halachic wall, a lamdash wall, which really does not exist here b'metzias. In the physical world, there's no wall here at all. But Lavid is different. Lavid is a pshat like this, that the Torah says, when you have a hole in your wall less than three tefachim big, then we consider it awesome. We look at it as if it's not there. We consider the wall a wall, even though it has a hole in the wall, as long as the hole is less than three tefachim, and we view it as if it's sasim. It's as if the hole is filled up because it becomes batal and tuffle to the wall, and a hole which is less than three tefachim is not considered a hole at all, and we physically look at it as if it's sasim. And mashal lama davar daima. If let's say you have a wall, full-fledged wall, but you have a little crack, you have tiny little holes in the wall here and there, which air could technically go through. So the question is, do you have to come on to Lavid to say that little tiny hole is not considered a hole? Levana not. The Pasha says you don't need Lavid, that's nothing. A little tiny hole, the tire is not makbidan. It's considered a mechitza. It's normal for mechitza to have tiny little holes in it. But the question is, so how far do you take that? Let's say the hole is a little bit bigger. It's an inch, it's 2 inches. And at what point do we stop and we say we no longer consider that part of the wall, but now it becomes a pirtza or a pesach? So that's what the halacha mishum sinai is mechadish. Up until three tefachim, you just look at it as a little hole. It's like a hole. It's part of the daifin. That's what's normal. And we consider it sasim in a physical sense. It's as if there's no hole here at all. We consider it sasim. And there's a full-fledged mechitza over here. So those are the two tzadim and how to understand love. It is the pshat that there's really a hole here. And we create a halachic mechitza, just like pitukah yard v'saisim. Or is the pshat, this is a physical stima. Physically, we look at it as being closed up. And all the halacha mishum sinai is being mechadish, that this is how you're magdir a daifin. This is what's considered a wall. A wall with a hole less than three tefachim is not considered a pirtza. We view it as being complete, and in a physical sense, we view it as a full-fledged wall. And I think that could be the machlekes Abayin Rav over here. So Rava says, meaning everyone agrees that when you have a mechitza created through halacha mishum sinai, that only works for the area that the wall was made for. It can't be used for another area, like we say by pitikra. And Mimele Zok Rava. When it comes to love, it's the same thing. Lavid could work for the area of the achsadra that it was made for, but you can't use lavid for the sukkah because a wall which is created through halacha mishum sinai is not going to work for the area that it was not made for. But Abai says, no, Abai says, this is not a wall, this is not a halachic wall, this is not a wall of halacha mishum sinai, this is a physical wall. We look at this whole wall as being sasim. All the halacha mishum sinai is doing is being magder, being mechadish. What is a wall? Until what point could you consider this hole as part of the wall and being sasim? It's up until three tfachim. But once halacha l'mashim sinai is mechadish it, this is not a halacha l'mashim sinai dikah wall, this is not a lamdash wall, this is a real physical wall. The halacha just teaches us how to view that wall. And that's, I think, what Rashi means over here when he says in Rava, he says that Rav holds loved la mechitzahi, ela mehalacha mashim sinai. It's not a mechitza, it's a halacha mashim sinai. Question is, Abai also holds a halacha mashim sinai, but no, Rashi is saying like this. According to Abai, it's not a wall that's created through halacha mashim sinai, it is a mechitza. The halacha is just being magda, what is a mechitza? Mashenkin lefi Rava, it's a lab mechitza, it's not a real mechitza, ela mehalacha mashim sinai. It's only a wall through halacha mashim sinai. It's a lamdash wall through halacha mashim sinai, like pitikra, and the mela could only be used for the area that it's made for, not the other area. And Mashenkin Abai, Rashi says, no, and according to Abai, Pachas Mishraisha, Havilim Mechitza, it's a Mechitza because it's a stima malyasahi, it's fully closed up. It's not a halachic wall, it's not a lamdash wall. We actually view it as a physical wall, as if there's no hole over here. That's what's nitzchadish through the halacha Mashim Sinai. And that's Pshan and Rashi earlier when he's Mechalik between Pitikra and Lavit. He says that even if you all Pitikra, you don't say if it's not made for that area, you only say for the area under the wall, not the Aver Mechutzalah. But when it comes to Lavit, you can hear as far as the Lavid, you would say for the area outside the Lavid. Why? Because Lavid is different, because Pachas Mishraisha can mechitza stuma, it's like a mechitza stuma. So what does Rashi mean? Rashi means, like we're saying, that Pitikra is not a real wall, it's a halachic wall. It's totally a total invention of Halacha Mishum Sinai. It's a wall in Lamdas, not in reality. That you can't use for the area that it wasn't made for. But Lavid is not the same thing. Lavid is not the pshat, it's a wall through a Halacha Mishum Sinai. It's just that the Halacha Mishum Sinai teaches us in his Magda that this is a stima malyasi. It's a full-fledged wall, it's totally sasim. Once it becomes a physical wall, which is sasim, that's how we're Magda that wall. Now there's no reason why I can't use it for the Aver, which is Michutzalah, as well, just like any physical wall that could be used for both stadim. I think that's the Aimek Devarashi. So Lamais, what comes out over here, the Machalik is a Ma'ed Rava, is a very sadistic like Hashayl, and Lavid is Lavid, saying that the Halacha Mishum Sinai says, let's view this Avir as if it's Sasim, just like Pitikir Abisaisim, it's an imaginary halachic wall, or is it being Magder? What is considered a wall? A wall with a hole less than three tfachim is considered Sasim. We physically view it as Sasim. It becomes a Mechitza Malyasahi, a Stima Malyasahi, and therefore it could be used Lakana Lakana. It could be used not only for the Achsadah, but for the Sukkah as well.